Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In this morning's program, Jamaica joins international community in celebrating World Food Day with the staging of a national ceremony and exhibition at Anchovy High School in St. James. Stay tuned to find out more. And our proverb of the day comes up near the end of the program. I'm Oroya Eubanks. Good morning.
If your child has chikungunya fever, give them paracetamol such as Panadol, Cetamol and Tylenol and lots of fluids to reduce fever. Use a cool damp cloth on their forehead and give them sponge baths using room temperature water. Never use alcohol. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Family farming, feeding the world, caring for the earth. That's this year's theme for World Food Day, October 16. The observance seeks to raise the profile of family farming and small farmers. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries marked the observance with the staging of a national ceremony and exhibition at the Anchovy High School in St. James on October 15. World Food Day is an annual observance spearheaded by the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, of the United Nations, UN, and seeks to highlight man's perpetual struggle against hunger and malnutrition.
This year, we mark the 34th renewal observance of World Day, and I wish to acknowledge on this important occasion the continued dedication and commitment of the FAO in its efforts to, in a calculated way, address the issues of world hunger and malnutrition.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Luther Buchanan. He was speaking at the national ceremony and exhibition at the Anchovy High School to mark World Food Day. Reducing the number of persons who suffer from hunger is one of the chief Millennium Development Goals of the UN.
But of fundamental importance, our research and development capacities must be at a level that can generate the technologies, information, and products which could cause our agriculture to be attractive, competitive, and fundamentally be benchmarked. It assumes urgent relevance because, from a global perspective, the number of hungry and malnourished people on our planet remains intolerably high. And so the global community must continue to vigorously pursue all strategies and initiatives to achieve the Millennium Development Goal, which is to reduce chronic hunger by next year, 2015.
The UN has designated 2014 as the International Year of Family Farming. It focuses world attention on the significant role of family farming in eradicating hunger and poverty, providing food security and nutrition, improving livelihoods, managing natural resources, protecting the environment, and achieving sustainable development, particularly in rural areas. It turns the spotlight on agricultural food production and seeks to stimulate national, bilateral, multilateral, and non-governmental efforts to this end and promotes the transfer of technology to developing countries.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
The proverb of the day is, alligator lay egg, but him no fowl. Translation, alligator lay eggs, but it's not a fowl. Meaning, things are not always what they seem. Not because people do similar things, they shouldn't be judged solely on their similarities. We've come to the end of this morning's program. Join us again next time with student engineer Andre Palmer and for producer Liana Schaefer, I'm Oroya Eubanks. Have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.